Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Michelle. How may I help you today?
Thank God I'm speaking to somebody that I can understand. Okay. I got a notice. I lost my wallet and my driver's license, credit card, debit card, and everything Friday morning. So I called the bank, and evidently Saturday or Sunday, you know, because they was closed during the weekend, but I actually didn't notice my bank card was gone or nothing until Sunday, till I got a notice from my bank that said that there was a fraud on my account, okay? And somebody had, I guess, done something, and they took out $49.89 for this Lysol concept. Mm-hmm. And now, when I told them, they asked me if I had ordered anything, and I said, no, of course not, because I live on Social Security, can't afford anything. And they turned around and put a hold on, they put that thing for a fraud case, which I have the number here, mm-hmm. went up to the bank today, they stopped my bank account number, you know, my debit card, I guess it went on my debit card. Okay, so now what do I do?
Well, first
I went up to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I'm just frustrated.
I can tell. Well, let me just try and help you out. I would just need to locate the charge first so I can see, well, who it's from. Can I have your zip code, please?
99109.
99109. And your name?
Barbara Christ, C-R-I-S-E.
Thank you. I see it here. And I would just need you to confirm a shipping address to verify this, please.
609 East Lincoln, Chewila Avenue, Chewila, Washington, 99109.
Thank you, ma'am. Let me just take a look at this here, see what it was for.
I didn't even know my wallet was gone until I got a thing from the Washington Federal and wanted to know if I made these charges. And it was from the fraud department. And I got a case number and everything if you need it.
Okay. Let's see. It says here this was on January the 16th. This was on a Sunday. It says it was for a contest entry to win a Dyson vacuum, enrolling you in the Bytub meal planning app. It counts your calories, gives you recipes. They would be the ones to give you the Dyson. I see you had already called in, though, to ask about the charge. They did advise you, since you already placed a fraud investigation or dispute or anything like that, you do have to give us a call back with your bank just to verify that they'll drop it so we can allow this refund to go through. Do you remember
okay,
that?
I don't understand them, to be honest with you, ma'am. I have to go to the bank again?
No. You give
they
them
stopped
a call.
They got my debit card. And the bank, I went to the bank this morning and they took down all the information. And they said that they would wait until they heard from you folks. So... I don't know.
If you can you just have to call them. Tell them to please give us a call so we can verify that they can drop a dispute or stop anything that they're doing so we will be able to refund you. We just need a call from your bank.
Okay, and what is your number so I can give them a direct number, because I don't know if they want to go through all. I just talked to somebody and they gave me a KC021. I mean, that's all the number they gave me. I don't even know what that was.
I don't know what that is either. You would call the same number that you're calling right now. It's 877-646-2263. If you want, they can give us a call in about an hour. It is a bit busy if you don't want them to wait. Yeah, maybe give us a call in an hour, but let your bank call us just to verify, and we will be able to refund you once that happens.
Okay, how will they refund me to my bank when they shut my debit card out because of the fraud charges?
Well, can
what
they
do I do?
Reactivate the card? Because the only way to refund you would be back on your card.
I don't even have the card. My wallet was gone. It's all gone. My credit cards, my driver's license, everything's gone.
Well, are you going to be with the same bank and have a card with the same bank?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so... we'll just ask your bank whenever they're on the phone if we could refund it back onto your card. It goes to your account, and see if they can transfer that money to your new card.
Okay, and how long does that take to do that?
And well, voiding the transaction, it just it'll come back the same day, or it'll either
Okay.
take 3 to 5 business days. We'll
Okay.
discuss that with your bank to see if that's possible.
Okay, I will go down there now and see what we can do on our part.
Sure, I'll put my notes down in here. Whenever you give us a call, they'll know exactly what to do, what to look for.
Can she ask for you?
Well, I don't have a direct link, or I'm sorry,
okay.
a direct thing to call, but that's why I'm going to put my notes in here very detailed, so whoever picks up the phone,
okay.
they'll know what's going on.
Okay, I will do that then. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Bye.